The Park City planning staff has been handed the responsibility of looking into what can be done to preserve the history, vibrancy, and future of the historic Main Street economy. During today's work session, staff will make several recommendations about how to best counteract the rising rents of retailers on Main Street while maintaining its unique qualities. Park City planner Hannah Turpin says they're doing what they can with what they have.
It's a very complex issue because what we have are franchises that are actually owned by community members. You have the risk of future chains coming in. And so what we wanted to do was just look at it from a broader perspective and what makes Main Street and Park City unique. And so what we did was we created the Storefront Enhancement Program, which is just a five-pronged approach consisting of tools that we already had. So we looked back and saw what was already working.
Staff is planning to recommend three changes to the land management code.
The first is to define conventional chain stores. The second is to define corporate architecture. And then the last is to limit storefront width abutting Main Street and Heber Avenue to 50 feet. We are not proposing a width requirement on Sweet Alley or the western boundary of the HRC. And so the goal is to keep that traditional rhythm and scale. It's not going to say no to chain stores from coming, but what it's going to do is keep that traditional rhythm and scale of the street.
Turpin says they are not putting a prohibition on chain stores on Main Street, but they are exercising care in how to not lose any more stores like Expanding Heart and the Christmas Store. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.